This ESPN Chicago podcast is presented by 19 Crimes Wine.
This is Waddle and Sylvie on WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago. Chicago's home for sports. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Barstool Big Cat. Host of Pardon My Take. And voluminous tweeter at Barstool Big Cat. It's time for his weekly conversation with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
That's right, Big Cat, hard at work, like going from one thing to the next at the Super Bowl, and he still makes time for his buddies, Waddle and Sylvie. That's what we love about him. He's brought to you every Tuesday by RJ Curcio and the Curcio Law Offices. This is the guy you need to know. If you need a personal injury attorney, give RJ a call, 312-321-1111, and Stella Blue Coffee. Get yours at stellabluecoffee.com, and a portion of the proceeds goes to Paws Chicago.
Saving dogs.
Normally, Big Cat is joining us at 4, but like I said, he's at Super Bowl week, and there's so much going on. Big Cat, how the hell are you out there?
Well, I'm mad at myself. I screwed up the time zones. I spent all day thinking I'm good. I have an interview at 3 o'clock mountain time. And then I realized as I'm on my way to the interview, I was like, wait, you're an idiot. You're not going to be able to do this at the regular time. So that's my fault. I'm putting my hand up, lead from the front. Mistakes were made, but I'm here now.
Very Aaron Rodgers of you. Like, yeah, just taking responsibility.
Well, no, that guy's a drug addict, so that's a little different. I made a mistake just because I'm working too hard. He makes mistakes because he is addicted to drugs and going, you know, on his retreat to try to figure out if he wants to get paid $58 million a year. I'll just answer that question for him right now. Yes, you do want to get paid $58 million a year. There's no drug powerful enough in the world to deter you from that.
Yeah, it's amazing. By the way, Big Cat joining us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. What is this? He went on McAfee today, and he said that this is a darkness retreat for 4 full days that he's going on.
I actually feel bad for him now. I'm hoping he gets help. He needs help. I don't know what this darkness retreat is. I just want him to get traded to the Jets or the Raiders. Is this not like the most deja vu thing ever? Feels like every year we have the same conversation. And he's going to probably just go back to the Packers, and they're probably going to be good again, and we're going to have to deal with all of that. But so just get on with it. Just get on with it. We don't care anymore. Just get on with it.
He loves the attention now more than ever, doesn't he? Especially
loves
now.
Loves it.
Yeah, just loves it.
He is Brett Favre. Yeah. It's insane how both guys – one are going to the Hall of Fame, won one Super Bowl. You could make the argument that they had underwhelming careers because of that. I'll make that argument. Both guys spent the twilight of their career holding the Packers franchise hostage every single offseason. I mean, I guess I should be happy because this is the fun part of, you know, the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers career arc is the end when they hold them hostage. So I should rejoice in that, right?
Yeah, why not?
Could,
of course.
Right. Could you do 4 days in complete darkness and silence?
Do I get my phone?
No, that's no.
No, because I want to watch the games. I want to see what's going on.
How long could you last by yourself with your own thoughts in darkness?
I would say from the moment I wake up in the morning until the first game tips. That's it, right there. So whatever it is. So maybe like on a Tuesday in February, I think usually the tip for a Big East game is like 6:30 Eastern. So right around then I'd be good. Maybe give me 6:15 so I can get the bets in before.
If you are forced to do this, because I heard them talking about this, are you getting one of the rooms that has a toilet in it, or are you going full, you know, you diving all in and wearing an adult diaper?
No, I want the toilet. I want the TV. I want the toilet.
No TV.
The AC. This is crazy. I mean, who does this?
There's somebody that wants attention.
There's nothing you can, like, you know what it really comes down to is I just don't think Aaron Rodgers has any good friends in his life. Because at the end of the day, like, that's all you really need to do is just talk to a good friend about it. Call up a friend. Call up someone that you trust. and maybe they'll help you with this situation.
And now he's
this is not going to do it.
Even when he's winning things this year or these days, it comes with controversy because I believe there is a handicap controversy with regard to him winning the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
He's a sandbagger. Probably the worst thing you could be as a human being. He's a sandbagger. Just terrible. Terrible. The lowest of lows.
This weekend, it was amazing, Big Cat. We found that Aaron Rodgers can win the big match, but it had to be with cheating with a handicap, and that Kirk Cousins can win the big game, but it has to be during a flag football game at the Pro Bowl.
Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? And meanwhile, the Bears are just stockpiling all the resources, ready to attack. I'm already looking at it 100-1 right now for the Bears to win the Super Bowl next year. I'm thinking. Their thoughts are starting to dance around in my head. I'm ready.
Then we'd call you the 100-1 kid.
Yeah. Did you guys hear what I'm doing? So I want to hear your take on this.
All right, let's hear this.
You guys are good to the people you work with, the producers, all the people who work really hard. So my producer for Part of My Take is we have a bunch of people who work on the show, but one of the main guys, is a diehard Eagles fan. From Philly, diehard Eagles fan. So I just actually did this. I purchased a ticket for the Super Bowl. He and another coworker of mine who's a diehard Eagles fan, I bought them two Super Bowl tickets. They're like $6,000 each, my own money. And how I'm going to do it, I told them very, very succinctly, if the Eagles win, that's a treat on me because I'll win my future. If the Chiefs win, I want every single dime back, so they have to pay me back. So they're going to this game, and it could either be the greatest night of their life. They get to go see their team win the Super Bowl for free.
Or they quit.
Or they get to watch their team lose the Super Bowl, and then they have to pay me back $6,000.
Have they agreed? They've agreed
to
this?
Oh, yeah, they agreed.
They've agreed to this. Okay.
Yeah, because, who in their right mind wouldn't agree to it? It's a risk, but, like, the upside is it's the greatest night of your life. And you got to go to the Super Bowl for free.
That's a $6,000 wager on their behalf, right?
I did also put in the there is a disclaimer that if the Chiefs do win the Super Bowl, so if the Eagles win, I said to my producer Max, you can go party, have the night of your life, call into the show. You know, we'll do it on the phone. That's fine. If the Chiefs win, I want you marching right back to where we're staying, and I'm going to make you cry on Monday's Part of My Take. So that is part of it, too. I should have mentioned that as well.
Are they?
It's good content.
It's great content. It's an amazing. It's amazing for the show, too. And it could be an amazing experience. Are they going to do an emotional hedge to sort of balance their checkbook?
I talked to him about it. They said no, because they're like, we want to be all in or all out. You know what I mean? Like, we want to feel maximum pain or feel maximum joy, because people were saying, oh, why don't they just bet on the Chiefs to make sure that they covers it? But
right.
they're like me. I'm not hedging my bet. Like, let's go into the abyss. Let's hope the Eagles can do this.
Have you worked out a payment plan with them if it doesn't go their way? Do they have, like, a calendar year to get you the money back, or is there a time limit?
No,
or you start breaking
right
thumbs?
Away. I'm going to charge them 10 points a week.
Yeah.
They're going to pay, yeah. I said, I don't care how you do it. Bake sale, car wash, whatever you need to
what
do.
What if they don't make payment? What if they don't make payment? Somebody losing
then we're gonna
a
have
finger?
A problem. Yeah, then we're going to have a problem. But, yeah, no, it's actually very funny because I already have people being like, oh, you're not going to make them pay. I have to make them pay to make this real.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not real.
It's so called, like, integrity.
I don't want them in the back of their head being like, oh, he won't make us pay. No, I have to make them pay. We're all in this together. I'm not hedging. They're not hedging. I want the Eagles to win for my bet. They want the Eagles to win because that's their team. We're all in this together. And you feel alive when this happens. There's nothing more alive. Like the feeling that they'll have on Sunday morning, being like, everything's in front of us, it will be great.
Hey, have you had a chance to spend any time with your buddy Matt Nagy?
No, but I'm going to admit this, and this is it is something I probably should work on as a human being. You know, father of two, soon to be father of three. You know, got a lot going for me in my life. I got, like, actually triggered watching that video of him talking about Justin Fields. I was sitting in my car.
Me too.
I was watching it, and I was like, don't you say his name. Like, keep his name out of your mouth. Like, don't you, you don't, you, this does not involve you. Stop, stop. And, like, I had to take a step back and be like, why are you getting this angry? But that's okay. If you can admit that maybe it's irrational, your anger, I think it's okay to have those emotions. I'm a very small man at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Like, that was Exhibit A for the salad, you know, the, just talking in circles. Just, I mean.
He's wired correctly and, you know, yeah. He works really hard. Shut up. You don't know him. You didn't want him. You didn't know how to use him. Just shut up.
The whole thing was word salad. Like, yeah, you got these young guys. You know, listen, they take a while. And the last thing we wanted to do was to stunt his growth.
And he's
we
a competitor. I mean, he wants it. Yeah, you felt and like, he'd be the first to tell you.
It felt like it was 3 years ago and you were sitting watching a press conference up at Hallis Hall again.
I know. It was Mad Libs for just random football player. I don't even think he knows what Justin Fields looks like the way he was talking.
Isn't he a guy, Big Cat, that you wish he was a bad guy because you really want to hate him? You want to hate everything that happened, but you can't really fully go all in with the hate because he's a good guy.
Right. I wish he was like Bobby Knight. I wish he choked someone on his way out because then it would be justified, these feelings of rage that I feel. Because you're right. He is a nice guy. He's like, there's nothing, you know, I'm sure he's a very nice guy, and I can't say I wish him the best because I don't, and that would be, you know, completely hollow of me. But yeah, it does bother me. I want him to like go out and put like just put a stick through a little kid's like spokes as he's riding a bike down the street or something. Do something.
Isn't that where he maybe needs to be a little smarter and say, guys, I know you're CHGO and you're looking to make some traction and talk to me about Fields and get a bunch of clicks. And they have that's great work by those guys. But shouldn't Nagy say to them, no one in Chicago wants to hear from me talking about Justin. I'm with Mahomes. I'm Andy's caddy. I'm back in the nest in KC. No one in Chicago wants to hear from me.
I would really appreciate and respect him if he actually used the words, I'm Andy's caddy. Like that would really, now then he would rise in my eyes.
Listen, I got to just tie Andy's shoes every morning and make sure he has a cheeseburger in the afternoon, and that's the extent of my job. He should have said that. I would have felt a lot better. I was actually thinking about this, on the same line of, like, I wish he was a bad guy. Remember when we had, you know, the Treston Bears? The Treston's not a bad guy either, but the Aaron Cromer escapades, and then he punched a kid on the beach, and I was like, yes. I was right to hate this guy. That's what I need.
Validation.
I need Matt Nagy to punch a kid.
Validation, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, because at the end of the day, I know my anger is, like, irrational and stupid, and I should just relax. But I can't.
Well, it's magnified. It's magnified, too, because you're at the Super Bowl. And Patrick Mahomes, Carm gave the stat today. I believe in 93 games, was it 93?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, in 90 of those 93 games he's played in, he's either had the lead in the fourth quarter or has been within a one score of the lead.
It's stupid. And I'm going to join you guys on your Twitch on Sunday, so we'll talk more about the gambling aspect. But I'm all in on the Eagles. The one thing that has me so scared is I'm a big picture guy. In 5 years, are we going to look back and say, hey, remember that time that Patrick Mahomes was an underdog in the Super Bowl? Like, how stupid was that? That's what's scaring me. Because it is. Like, he's that good. You know what I mean? And he's on the path to be that great that there could be a world where we're laughing about this Super Bowl in 5 years being like, can you believe that Patrick Mahomes was an underdog in the Super Bowl? Like, stupid.
It's a great point when you think about playing this game. You're right. All right, break the tie, and then we'll wrap up the Nagy conversation. So two of us, and I won't tell you who, of the four of us, there are two of us on the show who believe, and not because he deserves it, just because that there are dumb owners in this league. Two of us believe that Matt Nagy will be hired again to be a head coach in this league again. Two of us believe that he will never get a head coaching job again. Do you believe Matt Nagy will be a head coach in this league again?
Yes, he will. And it's worse than whenever, I don't know who's on that side. It's worse than you could imagine because he is going to be a head coach, and he's going to be the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's going to be head coaching Patrick Mahomes. And he's going to win a Super Bowl as a head coach.
Oh, no.
That all is going to happen.
He'll screw it
up. That all is going to happen. That I'm telling you right now, that's what's going to happen. I'm getting everyone ready for it. That is going to happen. Matt Nagy, at some point in the next 15 years, will be lifting a Lombardi trophy, and we will be sitting there being like, how? Next 15 years, he'll be lifting a Lombardi trophy as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
When is the succession plan worked? I'm trying to, like, who is?
I don't think it matters because it's Patrick Mahomes.
Seifert went after Walsh.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, and
Dallas. Dallas. Barry Switzer.
Yeah, they didn't last long,
though. That was the succession plan, though. That was Jimmy Johnson. Got fired.
He got pushed out. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Oh, so
get ready. Get prepared. It's going to happen.
What the Brady stuff. So Brady comes out. He's not going to work TV, says, this year. He's already tweeting out pictures with him in his underwear. I think he's already getting bored, Big Cat. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, saying not till 2024 is interesting because it does just leave the door open, even a little crack that he could come and play next year. Have you guys ever had Jim Gray on the show?
I don't think. I'm sure we did, but obviously it didn't really stick with us, but probably so.
Why does Jim Gray get all these interviews?
Why
does he have a podcast with Tom Brady? Why is he the Oprah of sports? I don't get it.
Because he asks you, are you still a nail biter? Probably.
Yeah, I asked that to Waddle last week, too, Big Cat.
Yeah.
If I was a nail biter?
You are a nail biter?
I'm
a nail biter.
Really?
Who doesn't bite their nails?
I do.
Me. You use a nail clipper for your nails?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
That's weird. That's man card. That's weird.
What do you mean man card?
God gave us teeth for a reason.
I've been without a man card for years. It was taken away long ago. Telling me that you never use a clipper, that you only use your teeth to get rid of your nails?
My fingernails and my toenails, I'll use a clipper. But if I was flexible enough, I might
bite your
use my
toes?
Teeth for my toenails. Yeah.
What else? Can you put your toes in your mouth?
Oh yeah.
No.
Can
no
you?
Chance.
Oh my God! No Sylvie's chance. Got his foot in his mouth right now.
Yeah.
Not figuratively, but literally.
Yeah, you could. This has got to be next time you guys have a bet. That's what
chance.
Sylvie has to do. Yeah. No. That next time you guys have a bet on the show, Sylvie's got to clip his nails with his feet, with his mouth. He's got to clip his toenails with his mouth. Done.
You're awful flexible. What else can you do?
That's what
you
I
want to bet the Chiefs against
What else can you do over there,
loser
mister?
Has to do that?
I just saw him, Big Cat, take his foot and basically put in his...
We've had this conversation.
I think you can do quite a bit.
This is for Unhinged. This is the old question.
Yeah.
And you always say that I'm nuts for even suggesting it.
Yeah.
Listen, I think you got to do it as a bet. But yeah, I always use my... I mean, come on. Of course, I don't use it. A clipper for my fingernails? What are you, crazy? What are you, insane?
We're psychos.
So do you think Brady comes back and plays this year? This next year?
I think it definitely opens it up where if there's an injury or something, why not? I mean, he's not calling games. So,
he's going to get bored. He's getting bored.
He's going to get bored. I think he's going to have a very weird retirement just in general. But yeah, I think he's going to get bored.
Do you think that this will change, or is it like he's accomplished so much it doesn't make a you know what a difference? But if he comes, let's say he does that, he gets bored, he comes back, and it doesn't go well, and then he retires again for a second time. At some point, does Tom Brady kind of lose his luster?
No, I think he loses his luster in the moment, but not. In like the historical aspect, you know what I mean? It's like MJ and the Wizards. Like there will in the moment it'll be like, what are we doing? But 5 years from then, no one will really remember, you know, whatever it was, whatever team he came back and played for.
I was an advocate of him coming back this past year. I wanted to see it. I'm good now. I just as a fan personally, like I'm content with his retirement. I don't need to see it anymore. I'm good.
But as a media member, if the Niners have a couple injuries to start the season, I mean, that's just a storyline that gives you fodder.
No, that's true.
Like, that's, That would tune in. You would, if the Niners with Tom Brady are playing Monday Night Football in December for a playoff spot, that's doing insane.
No, you're right. You're right, but it's crazy. It's all crazy.
Yeah,
Waddle wants to put him to protect his career.
Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass what he does. I'm content with no more Tom Brady on Sundays. I just am.
Why don't you come back, Waddle? If this is the in vogue thing,
yeah.
Why don't you say you'll come back?
Be 55 in a week, or 56 rather in a week.
The Bears asked him this past year with all the injuries at wide receiver. He could have played wide receiver for the Bears this year.
You would have been good. You would have been great. You would have been you could have made it in this league.
Did you know the guy who asked Nick Sirianni the question about whether or not this was a must-win game?
Yeah, it's Dave Damashek. He's a very funny guy, Pittsburgh guy.
That was Damashek.
We had the debate. Yeah, it was Damashek. We had the debate, though. I don't think it's a must-win. It's a can't-lose.
No.
I think you get to the Super Bowl. I don't think it's either.
No, it's a can't-lose. You can't lose the Super Bowl.
Really?
Then you're a Super Bowl losing head coach.
To Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, well, he won one before he lost one.
I get it, but, like,
I think it's the greatest question ever.
Super Bowl. You can't lose the Super Bowl. You can't do it. You can't lose the Super Bowl. You got there. You can't lose it.
Well, somebody's going to.
Now you're making me. You're bending me like a pretzel here.
Yeah.
Now we feel like we're in a hut in isolation
with the lights out.
In
the dark. Yeah. In the dark.
Million. Yeah.
All right. Where are you off to now? Where are you going now?
We just arrived. We're going to interview Lane Johnson from the Eagles.
Oh,
so
nice.
As we started, we were getting the bomb sniffing dogs on our car.
Oh, wow.
So it's tight security, but. We're going to have Lane on. We've had him on before, so, and he's an incredible, incredible player.
He'll probably get started early for the interview. You know that, right? He'll probably start
I want to make sure I heard that, because that sounds like a guy who doesn't know ball. Did you just say that? Because the offensive linemen can move their back foot backward.
Mm.
They can't go. They can't rock forward. They can't move their plant foot. You just revealed yourself as a guy who doesn't know ball.
I don't know ball. I don't.
You
I just,
don't know
I just,
ball.
I know. I just reach for good football jokes when I can get them, as cheap as they are.
Yeah, you're sitting on your couch, just screaming, false star.
Draw a flag!
Yeah.
Draw a flag!
You don't know ball.
All right.
That's crazy.
We're going to, before we talk on Sunday for the big game pregame, we're going to have Tyler send you the time zone charts, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No, this one screwed me up. I thought I had it set all day until Tyler can attest to this. I texted maybe 10 minutes ago before I came on, and I was like, hey, I don't know how I messed this up. Time zones can get you, though. They really can.
We're flexible.
You're just doing the math. Yeah, you're doing the math. They need to make time zones. The difference in times needs to be football numbers. It'd be like 7 minutes, 14 minutes. Then I'd get it.
Arizona's an effed up state, though, with the time zone. So
they go back and forth. Yes.
I don't think they move. I think they stay the time. Fine. Yeah. So.
Right. No, but they go, I think in the summer they're Pacific time and now they're mountain time.
I think you should just do it all on East Coast time.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to do that, and I screwed that up. That was actually what I was using as like the barometer, and I couldn't figure that one out.
It's 4:25 where you are right now.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
See you, Big Cat.
See you, buddy.
See you, guys.
There you go.
See you Sunday.
Barstool Big Cat on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. And a Big Cat brought to you by RJ Curcio and the Curcio Law Offices. If you need a personal injury attorney, give RJ a call at 312-321-1111 and Stella Blue Coffee. Get yours at StellaBlueCoffee.com, and a portion of the proceeds goes to Paws Chicago. We've got Waddle's World coming up. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. And don't forget, like we were just talking about, if you didn't know what the big game pregame is, it's a Twitch exclusive. Our Twitch channel is ESPN 1000 Chicago. That's on twitch.tv. So tune that in on Sunday from noon to 2, and we go blue on that. So we're not regulated by anything there. So it's like an Unhinged style show. So for 2 hours uninterrupted, we'll go noon to 2 All your favorites from the radio station, Big Cat's going to join us as well. Some other guest stars will hop on, and it's all presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Waddle's World coming up next. Guys, you know how much I love pizza. They call me Pizza Man after all. And as a city full of frozen pizza fans, Chicago knows that we can count on Connie's to deliver authentic pizzeria flavor right at home. Connie's means quality because their frozen pizzas are made with only premium ingredients. Waddle and I both love it. Whether you have a taste for their famous cornmeal dusted thin crust or their crispy on the outside, soft and airy inside pizzeria style crust, we tried that in the old National Bank studio a few weeks ago. Connie's frozen has you covered with restaurant quality pies you can cook on your own time. Find Connie's wherever frozen pizzas are sold, like Jewel Osco, Mariano's, Costco, and Meijer, and bring home the best today. Connie's real pizzeria flavor is in the house.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
By the way, Waddle's World brought to you by our great friends and partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/find us. Member FDIC. I think everyone has watched. I don't know if Tyler started. I know Meller said he watched, and I know you watched, and I've seen part of it. The Bullies of Baltimore, the 30 for 30 about the Baltimore Ravens, yes. 2000 Super Bowl team.
Yes, yes, yes.
I thought it was interesting. Ray Lewis said he watched Gladiator before every game he played.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That was an interesting fact about that team and him that I was not aware of.
I didn't remember that, but it sort of rung a bell.
Yeah.
Once he did tell the story.
Yeah.
Because it was a fairly new movie.
Well, right? Yeah, at that time.
It came out that year.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we've got some Aaron Rodgers sound over there, I guess, about some of the nonsense.
Darkness Retreat, yeah. From McAfee.
I don't know what it's all about. Like,
it's about him. That's what it's about.
No, I get it. But, like, are you in this tiny little room? Is it spacious? Like, what are the confines actually?
This is the whole exchange, isn't it, Meller? Here it is. This is from the Pat McAfee Show. And this is Aaron Rodgers talking about how he is thinking about his future.
You normally don't really throw in this time of year. Have you thought about throwing this year?
Well, I'm still in the art of contemplation about my future, so I'm
yeah, hold on.
Is that real?
Did he just say the art of
contemplation? I'm still in the art of contemplation.
You normally don't really throw in this time of year. Have you thought about throwing this year?
Well, I'm still in the art of contemplation about my future, so
Is that real? Are we really contemplating playing football again still? Is that like a heavy, heavy thought? Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. I just assumed because the way you've given answers, it's like foregone conclusion. But you have told us numerous times you haven't got through that portion of your decision making yet. So that seems surprising to me right there. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing, 100%. And that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and then, to take my my isolation retreat and just to be able to contemplate all things my future and then make a decision that I feel like is best for me moving forward and in the highest interest of my happiness and then move forward.
What's isolation retreat? We're just going into a cave?
Are you not going to talk? You're not going to speak? One of those things?
Yeah, is it just you in there? And if you're just in there alone, do you know how many days you're in there? Are you taking an iPad, a book? Are we able to reach you?
What?
Is there good
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You going to Alaska?
Not Alaska, no. I've been to Alaska. That's a beautiful state. Beautiful. That's a lot.
Are you locked in?
Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave. If you can't do it, you can just walk out the door. But it's a darkness retreat.
Wow.
And I've had, a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning after this season. So it's been on the calendar for months and months and months. And it's coming up in a couple weeks.
So you walk into a room for 4 days. Or is it a cave?
It's a room. It's a little house, yeah.
and they just kind of black out the window. Brrr, everything's dropped down. And then there's somebody like in there administering like sounds and what we're going through, options.
There's a two-way
mirror.
No, like a like a little slot that they'll drop in some food for you, but it's isolation and darkness. No, you know, no music, no nothing.
Are they recording you and your actions?
How many people are in there?
Just myself. Isolation.
Holy.
Yeah, that's, it'd be weird if you had some random stranger in a corner you couldn't see,
I think.
I thought it was a group. I thought it was like a group.
We're trying to battle for the toilet in the darkness with somebody.
So
is there a bathroom or you wearing a diaper?
I think you can wear adult diapers if you want, but there's actually a bathroom.
So think about this. 4 days, and then he's doing this in a couple of weeks, he said.
I just Googled this.
Yeah. Darkness retreat, isolation retreat.
Well, I got solitary spiritual retreat centers in the United States.
Is there one around here?
So there's like a full list of all the different states. I can get you into one in Frankfurt. It's called the Porciuncula Center.
Can I do the show from there?
There's one in Stockton, Illinois. Christ in the Wilderness is the name of it.
That won't mesh with me, I don't think.
I can get you hooked up with one of these, maybe, if you'd want. Costs are under $40 a night, or the equivalent, are noted as economical. Stays of a week or longer are sometimes discounted. So if you want to stay longer,
I mean, what are they really giving you? They're giving you a room with no electricity, basically, and nothing else except, he said, a slot with food.
This is great. Find authentic isolation retreats. Highly rated isolation retreats.
How do you find the toilet?
You know what? There's a 10-day ayahuasca retreat here in Peru. How do you find the toilet?
Yeah, like you know how you stumble around at night and you can't find the toilet in your own house and you know it? How, if there's a toilet in there and it's a complete isolation and darkness retreat, how are you finding the toilet if it's completely a darkened room?
This is what I would say. You're going to get, when you walk into the room, you got, before they turn out all the lights, you got to get a lay of the land so you know where you're going. You visualize it, you see it. I'm assuming you're not like in a 5,000 square foot home, just right. The lights out. So the toilet's probably, right. Maybe not within arm's length, but you'll find it.
I know.
Where there's a will, there's a way, mister. I'm just saying. Like, I don't have any interest.
How long
in this.
Can you do in you gotta, isolation
I don't,
before you tap out?
5 hours?
No, you can do longer.
I don't
than that.
Want to be alone in the dark.
Do you have comfort? Like, do you have a nice bed? Do you have blankets
you'd
and a
have
nice
to
bed
ask
and
Aaron. You'd
like,
have to
I
ask
would,
Aaron.
There's some of it that I would enjoy, I think.
It doesn't sound like, you know, you're not going to the Four Seasons dark room.
I get that, but there's got to be a bed. You're not going to a jail. You're going to a you've got to have.
Well, if you get it, if you're getting,
lay down,
if you
right? were,
if you have all the comforts in the world, then really, what introspection is going on? I think you probably have a sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag probably. Out of the middle of like a wooden floor?
I don't know. He just said there's
well,
a slot where they send food to you. I don't know. I didn't even realize that dark retreats were even a thing. So this is, I'm doing this on the go right now.
I've always wanted to do, you know what I've always wanted to do? The float.
Yeah,
the float. The float in the darkness.
I don't know what that
means. The float tanks. Have you ever done the float?
No.
They have a bunch of these things. They have one.
Are those the ones where you're enclosed?
Yes.
No, thanks. I'm claustrophobic.
For an hour.
I can't even get in the elevator.
Well, I know.
That's just not for me.
Robert in Romeoville, you said your brother did 7 days of this?
Yeah, my brother-in-law actually did a whole week of this dark room place thing, and I was asking him the same questions McAfee and his crew was asking. Are you by yourself? Are you with someone in this room? How do they feed you?
Yeah.
I'm like, what if you don't return? Because there's no phone, there's no contact. You know, there's meditation going on. It's supposed to change, enlighten them. You know, meditation. And in my opinion, he came out the same damn person to me. Ain't nothing changed about it.
How much did he have to pay to do it, Robert?
Oh, you know what? I don't think it was that expensive because I think he got it at a time where I think where he was able just to join a group, and I don't think he paid that much at all. I think this is a cheap thing because they don't get. I asked him about food, and he said that it was like, oh, there'll be some fruits and vegetables. I'm like, you're not a rabbit, you know. So I'm like, I don't know how he did it. I will never do something like that again.
Sounds like a membership cost to join a cult. I'm not in.
Cult.
I'm out.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
Yeah, it's a discount cult.
Yeah, $40 a night.
Yeah, I mean, are you guys interested in this?
Being in a cult?
Well, that too. Are you going to answer whatever? Cult? You guys interested?
Hey, Robert, did he get a couch or a bed at all, or his wife?
There was a bed. I asked him about a bathroom, and he didn't know about the bathroom until he got there, how it would be. But yeah, he did get a bed. It was like a little one hut cabin type of thing, and he was not able to share the room with nobody.
Robert, did he get all annoying about it when he came back? Like, you have to go. It's life-changing. Was he one of those type of people? Did he try and get you to join the cult?
You know what? He was like that before he went. He was trying to get people to do it before he went. But when he came back, I looked at his face. I'm like, you didn't enjoy nothing while you were over there. Because, again, I think he came back the same damn person.
What's he doing now? What's he doing now?
He makes suits, tailor suits for people who like real fancy suits downtown and everything. He flies around to different states, yeah.
All right. Well, that's
awesome.
That's well,
all right,
guy.
Robert, thanks for the
that
input.
That's good stuff there.
Yeah, I'm not signing up for the what was it?
A discounted cult.
The discounted membership to the Darkness Cult. Not in.
We asked the Would You Rathers today. Send your Would You Rathers. Hashtag at WS Would You Rather. Would you rather do 4 days in maximum security general population or 4 days of isolation in what would the hole? Is that what they call
darkness.
It?
Darkness.
The hole. Oh, you mean in jail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement. I'm not saying
I thought you meant this was the Aaron Rodgers luxury cults.
I'm talking about where they put you in the hole. Where food, they put solitary confinement.
With nothing but a food slot?
Yeah.
That's for food.
And then they come in with a hose. Don't they come in with a hose every now and then?
Is that, though, during solitary? I guess, how long are you spending in solitary?
Why are they coming in with a hose?
Don't they? They do that in the movies, don't they?
I think that's when you get there.
Every now and then they water you down. They shower you down with a hose. Don't they do that?
I mean, based on Shawshank Redemption, yes.
Yes. They open it up. And then they go, in the hose! And then, your eyes, you can't focus, and then you're getting hit with a bunch of cold water. You don't know what hit you, and then they slam the door shut, and you're back in solitary confinement.
They throw that delousing powder on you that first night. And then they play that game Fish, right? Fresh Fish.
Would you rather?
What's it called?
Fresh Fish, right?
I don't know what that is.
The chant breaks out. Yeah. First guy to cry.
Which one? Which one, Waddle? 4 nights, maximum security, general population, or 4 nights, solitary confinement?
How big's the solitary confinement cell?
It's small. And you get the hose, and it's complete
darkness.
The hose
is like, am I in a warm climate or am I in a cold climate?
Well, it's cold water. They're not giving you 90-degree water.
Well, but if you're in the hole in Louisiana in the middle of summer, you may... Welcome to cold water.
Maybe it's Michigan in December.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
I think the temp is definitely better in general pop.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would be safer in solitary confinement.
The temperature in the shower in general population may be warmer, but the welcoming committee may not be as warm. If you get my drift.
You think they yell at guys, hey, you're using up all the hot water, hurry it up?
Yes, I think that's exactly what's
you're taking too long a shower.
That's right. We're running out of hot water here in cell block C. I think I'm still going with solitary confinement.
Okay. I swear, Sylvie, if you use all the hot water again.
I think that's probably the right way to go,
too. Still going to solitary confinement, you know? Hey, can we switch the conversation to a movie theater when we come back?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, can we do that? That's next.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. This is Waddle and Sylvie. Listen now in HD
on our app and on ESPN 1000.
Staying up late to watch LeBron tonight? It got, what, Oklahoma City kind of town?
Yeah, I'll watch, for sure.
Yeah.
It's history, and I
like, got some money on it?
I think it's a yes. I think it, to make things more interesting for everyone, you should put some cash on it. Like, will he go under tonight or over the points that he needs? What is it, 36 that he needs?
I believe so.
36 to
break. I think tonight's the night. You got a bad Oklahoma City Thunder team coming to town. They gave up 900 points last night to the Warriors. Tonight's the night.
They feed the beast. It's in front of the home crowd.
Yeah.
You know when a guy wants to get it. We saw Kobe in his last game. How many did he score?
A million.
Like 60-something.
My guess, too, is that the Thunder are going to oblige
as
well.
Like 81?
No, that was, he did that against Jalen Rose.
Okay, that's right.
By the way, I thought his last game he had like 61 or something like that.
Who's the kid
59.
For the, was it a kid from the Nets who's gone back-to-back 40-plus games?
Yes. Harris?
Who the hell is that?
No, Cam.
Cam Thomas.
Yes.
Cam Thomas. Where's he from?
He was really good at LSU. He was a one and done. He went in like the mid-late 20s, I want to say, in the draft. But he was,
is he a rookie?
He was a scorer. No, he's a second year player.
Guy. Yeah. But he's the youngest player to go back-to-back 40 points since LeBron James did it.
Wow. That's cool. Well, I think tonight is a good night to make some cash. Because I think LeBron over 35.5, which gives him the record, is like plus 110 or 115. I think that's good value,
Let's do this, all things considered. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, AMC Theaters will soon charge according to where you choose to sit. AMC Theaters will begin setting their ticket prices according to where patrons choose to sit in the auditorium under this Sightline initiative the company announced yesterday. Seats on the front row are considered value sightline seats and cost less, while seats in the middle are called preferred sightline seats and will cost more. The remaining parts of the theater are standard sightline seats and will cost the price of a standard admission ticket.
What do you make of that, or what do you think of this? Is this, it's always been first come, first serve. Like now, for years it's been you can reserve your seats in most theaters now. But the seats have not cost more based on where they are. It's just, if they're available, you click on them and you get them. Do you think it's fair, or do you like this new system?
I think this is the way of the world. This is business. I'm not going to pitch a fit about it. It's no different than airplanes, right? It's kind of like an airplane flight. You pay extra, you get a little extra room, you get to sit in Economy Plus. I'm okay with it.
It doesn't bother me, but my question is, do you think it will actually deter people from...
I think so.
Like, it's one of those things where, like, movies are having a hard time, movie theaters are having a hard time drawing people in to begin with. And so now, in hopes of trying to, you know, salvage some of that revenue, they're now going to put the onus on people who actually do still go to the movie theater.
Hey, am I weird to begin with? Well, first of all, I'm not I am weird. Yes, you're right about that. I am not an often moviegoer. When I was...
I'm not either.
I would enjoy the two on the aisle. Middle aisle, where, like, I don't like the middle of the row because that way when I have to get out, you have to go through everybody. This way it's easy access out for me, and I don't like being stuck between a million people.
I'm an aisle seat guy regardless.
I like being on the aisle. There's no one next to me.
I will pay extra for that.
I prefer...
Well, it doesn't seem like will be a
is a bonus for me.
Yeah.
I think the key is as long as you're not too close. Like, that's the problem. Have you ever
walked into a theater and the only seats available are the
It's awful. And you look it up like this?
You do it one time in your life and you're like, okay, never again will I be in the first row.
I can't remember. I'm trying to think the last time I went and saw a movie.
It's been years for me. I can't even remember. I took the kids to a movie pre-pandemic.
I can't even remember the one we went to.
And I actually, I think I took a nap for about a half hour while they were watching a kid's movie.
Were you in one of the reclining seats, though? Yeah, those are good.
You guys enjoy.
Yeah.
As a parent of young kids, going to the movies is definitely nap time for the adults.
Daddy's going to rest.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I don't know how it will go for them, but I mean, if it was something that I thought was beneficial to me, I'd pay a little extra for it. It's the way of the world.
I'm going to predict this is not going to save movie theaters.
No. It's not going to save it. Not going to save it. It's a good try. We'll see.
Did you see in the article 80 for Brady actually cut tickets in half?
Why? Because there was no interest in it?
Because they figured that it was more of an older crowd who would like it, and the senior citizens like when it's a cheaper movie. And it actually finished second.
I was going to say, yeah, I saw that.
To Avatar?
Second in the box office.
Yeah, because of that.
What other movies are out there?
I don't even know.
Avatar and...
Don't know.
Brady.
Yeah. You know?
All right. That's all.
All right. Coming up next, we're back on the list.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. The 24th greatest moment in Chicago sports over the last 25 years. What will that be? We will recap what was number 25, and we will tell you what is the new entry on the list next.